That Sunday morning, what me and my camera wanted to get was a couple of shots of gravestones adorned in the long, early morning shadows. I headed out to the Dune Cemetery, where the stones hug a rolling hill above the Rock River, a setting that offers a cemetery more wordless gravitas than graveyards ordinarily have. Frederick Manfred, a prolific American novelist, wanted to be buried up there on a hill above the town, as if he could look down at Dune, the beloved village of his birth, and across fields of corn and beans to the north that even in winter don't shed their spacious grandeur. That's where his grave stands today. It was cold that morning, and I was looking for a particular image, something visually stunning, a new sun on an old grave. And that's when I noticed the stone of a woman whose name I recognized. I immediately knew someone whose life I would have not known if it hadn't been that I read a novel, an old novel by Frederick Manfred. I read The Secret Place when I was 18 years old, and like nothing else in my life, it made me think I'd like to write stories myself someday. But Manfred's novel wasn't all that popular in his own hometown. Back then, I partially understood why not. It's taken me most of my lifetime to understand that good people from Manfred's own hometown felt used by his writing that particular story. After all, some of it is true. And even though this woman whose grave I found, Jenny Van Engen, was 40 years in the grave when The Secret Place was published, the novel was based in part on her sad life and her short life. When she died, she was 21 years old, or so the stone says, 96 years ago. Still, the morning I stumbled on that stone, it seemed I knew her, or at least of her. And I couldn't help wondering how many people on the face of the earth, even among those of her own descendants, had any inkling of who she was and the dimensions of her tragedy. Till we meet again, the stone says in lichened text. I stood there beside that grave, sorry that she died so young, and sorry, too, that Fred Manfred, then named Fike Fikema, caught all the anger he did from the town he loved when he was just trying to tell a good story, part of it hers. The first time I'd ever heard of Manfred occurred in a dorm room at Dort College when some guys from Siouxland were talking about this long, tall novelist from just up the road, a man who wrote dirty books. I was interested. I was also skeptical. But I went home to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and there, front and center in a bookstore I frequented, stood The Secret Place, a novel by a name I remembered from that dorm room session. They weren't wrong after all. And I bought that book, a dirty book written by a Dutch Calvinist. How many of those can you mean right offhand? Seriously, reading that novel changed my life. It became the subject of my very first English class term paper. Even though Manfred's novels were behind the desk at the Dort College Library and you could get them only by asking, which required some kind of guilt bath when you stepped up to the librarian. Reading that novel affected me in two ways. First, it made me an English major. I'd never tangled with a text like I did with that novel, never attempted a survey of major themes. It gave me a profession and a passion. The Secret Place made me want to write. What I recognized in that novel was characters I knew. Characters made it clear to me that I didn't have to have a New York address in order to write novels. You could actually write about people and things you knew and still be a writer. No, Dune, Iowa wasn't forever changed by the publication of The Secret Place. What people recognized was a sad story that back then no one really talked much about, but everyone knew. How a community hotshot got two young ladies pregnant, not at the same time, and then lost big time. This Jenny beneath the stone, the one he married, is the one I speculated was buried beneath that grave. She died in childbirth. Now, once upon a time, just outside of Doon, Iowa, a large sign stood proudly along Highway 75, heralding the town with a subtitle that said just as proudly, "Home of the Novelist Frederick Manfred." When The Secret Place came out, that sign came down. Brutally, I might add, someone did it with a chainsaw. Middle of the night, a kind of literary vigilantism. I assume back then my own puritanical Dutch people were the culprits. Manfred didn't write dirty books, but he did write at the advent of a time when a far more open portrayal of sexuality began to be not only allowed, but even encouraged. And when the Doon Town sign came down, I figured it was the work of the strict Calvinists who ran the place, the same people who made Manfred novels, made sure they weren't on the shelf of the college library. That was an attitude I carried for most of the next 40 years. Vengeful Calvinist, hated all that sex, until a moment years later when I was in Doon helping the sister of a friend of mine who died. She asked if I'd come over and help her determine what to do with her brother's extensive library. We were talking about Manfred because her brother owned a complete collection, all of them signed, a shelf of volumes she was going to keep, she told me. Manfred was long gone by that time, and we were talking about my friend's appreciation for him when the story of the sawed-off town sign on Highway 75 came up. I mentioned it because dropping that sign seemed was an act infused with equal portions of pitiable sadness to me, cartoon humor, and for a Dutch Calvinist like myself, cultural shame. "Well, you know who sawed it down, don't you?" she asked. "To me, it was the town." "Well, you never heard about that?" I shook my head. She seemed dumbfounded. She squinted at me. "Why?" "It was the family," she said, shaking her head as if cause and effect was in clear operation here. "The family," I said, "of the girl, the girl's family. They're the ones who saw that sign down." Some years later, there I stood, camera in hand, between two graves, one of them Fred Manfred's and the other one belonging to someone named Jenny Van Engen, 1899 to 1920, a young bride who died, the novel claimed, and the name and the stone suggested, in childbirth. And if the two of them were there, if the two of them would sometime that night simply walk out of their graves, wander over to where each other was, and talk, what would they say? That's what I thought that morning, looking for the morning sun in the graveyard. Thank you.
Dr. James Skop has published 24 books. His most recent works include Reading Mother Teresa, A Calvinist Looks Lovingly on the Little Bride of Christ, and Up the Hill, Folk Tales from the Grave. He taught English at Dordt College for 36 years. Next Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Allen finds that even though he is now a father, he remains a son. Though he is guiding his children through life, he is paralyzed by his father's conflicts.
They're 50 years deep into their own 100 years war, each firing from their trenches, each one every now and again leaving their hole to make a charge at the other, to re-legislate their childhood and renegotiate their shared memories.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage. It was founded by Allie Carson. The next Ode storytelling event is Wednesday, May 25th at 6:30 p.m. in ISU Design West. To learn more, find Ode Storytelling on Facebook. The music you're hearing is by Annie Owl. You can also find her on Facebook. Find the stories we have broadcast on kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
I want to learn how to pick up the pieces and put you back together. Just like a child and a baby doll, we can put it back together. I'll keep your lovely bones and stick on little wings. I'll only let you go when your heart starts to limp. Doo. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-